Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Banziger's here. Pam's a good friend of ours, long time, more than a dozen years she's been hanging out with us, coming up on 13 real soon. We'll celebrate her anniversary here as a member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top retail experts on the planet, and she certainly is ours, and especially in the area of luxury shoppers, people who have a little bit extra in their pocket at the end of the week after they cash your check and pay their bills. She's the author of many books on the topic, including Shopping, Putting the Luxe Back in Luxury, Let Them Eat Cake, etc. And then, of course, one of my favorites, the new one, What Do Henrys Want? Right, Pam? That's the little one.
That's right, the Henrys. They're the high earners, not rich yet. Folks.
Exactly. So you've been really busy lately, working on, really focusing on what do the new customers want? The people who have been putting so much pressure on the legacy retailers, who are trying to, you know, it's like people don't even know where they're going to land next, right? We don't know if they're going to go online. Are they going to go to Macy's? Are they going to go to Polly's Boutique? We don't know what they're going to do next, do we?
Well, I can tell you they're probably not going to Macy's or the mall. That's for sure.
That seems to be the case.
Yes, it definitely is. But, you know, the fact is we have so much stuff, and Americans have so much stuff, and the stores are filled with so much stuff. So the whole idea of retail, which, you know, people have always thought about as being a product business. I mean, the idea of a store is, you know, to store products. So that was what the whole idea of retail was all about. But today, nobody needs products and because they've got all of they want. And if they do need a product, they can go to Amazon and order it really quick and easy, internet fast, and internet efficiently.
There was a time, Pam, when people would wake up in the morning, and it hasn't been that long ago either, folks. You wake up in the morning, and you think you needed something, and you decide you're going to buy it, and you had two things you could be worried about. Number one, can I find it locally?
Right.
Number one, in other words, if you wanted it right away, maybe even by tomorrow.
Right.
Can I find it locally, and can I find it at the price that I want?
Right.
Nobody worries about that anymore.
No, absolutely not. You know, Amazon has taken care of all of that for you, and you never have to leave your home. So the fact is, you know, when you want to buy a product, I mean, that is a different mindset and a different kind of experience, really, than when you want to go shopping. And that's what the experience is. Shopping is an experience now,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to give people a reason to come to your store, come to your, you know, your facility, come to your shop, and it can't be about just about buying products. It has to be for a shopping experience, and there's so many different ways we can, you know, make those experiences happen for people, but we really need to think in a more imaginative, creative way.
Well, that's exactly right, and the experience includes a lot of different elements, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
It's not just poopery on the tables and I don't know, you know what I mean. It's a lot of different things, like expertise.
Right, absolutely.
How about remembering my face and my name? That's part of the experience.
That certainly is, and people today want that personal connection, and that is so important. And
how about thank you? That's part of the experience, too, isn't it?
Yes.
How about eye contact? That's part of the experience.
Yeah, it really is. It's all of those things. But, I mean, we just really have to be creative. I mean, one of the things that, you know, there's been a lot of media coverage about the Ralph Lauren company, and one of the things that they were talking about recently was that Ralph is going to come out now with coffee bars. Like, this is a great, innovative experience that Ralph Lauren, you know, stores and boutiques are going to offer their guests, this coffee bar. But, you know, it's so it's so plain Jane today. I mean, maybe 10 years ago, a coffee bar and a store was
new. It's going to take a frappuccino to get me to go in there.
Yeah, for me, it'll be a diet frappuccino. But I'll tell you, it's like, that isn't the kind of experience that people want. I mean, what does Ralph Lauren have to do with coffee? It's
right.
Like he should be worrying about how to sell $300 shirts, not right. $3 cups of coffee. So mm-hmm. we really need to be creative. And, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about, because, you know, now it's the season, we're starting to think about our gardens, and we're out there, I'm pulling the weeds and trying to get everything set. And, you know, landscapers and garden centers have such an opportunity to create experiences more than just putting out the plants. I mean, a lot of them make a lot of money on building outdoor kitchens and, mm-hmm. and really fancy landscaping kind of ideas.
Right.
I mean, why don't they have, you know, weekly picnics at their garden center so people can come in and see?
What a great idea.
And experience outdoor cooking and outdoor living in a really new way. Meet new friends. I mean, mm-hmm. create mm-hmm. experiences.
You're building community now.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And you're becoming a focus point of the community.
That's a huge element of the experience. Is building
exactly.
Community.
So I just think it's a matter of, we really need to think of ways to be more creative and imaginative about what our customers are coming to us for, what experiences they're really coming to us mm-hmm. for. And it's not just a new handbag or a new outfit. I mean, it's something beyond that. And we need to really think how we can become part of their lives in a meaningful way, not just...
Well, and there's another thing, and I really think this is low-hanging fruit that gets missed. And it's incredible that it gets missed. And that is not appreciating the fact that your size is desirable.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's not a disadvantage. It is an advantage if you use it the right way.
Right, absolutely. And you've got to become part of that community and part of your neighborhood. And you know, one of the things that I spoke at the NRF, the National Retail Federation,
yep.
meeting in the Small Business Experience on their day dedicated to small businesses. And Brent Ridge, who is one of the Beekman boys, spoke with me. And one of the things, they've brought back their town, Cold Springs, New York State.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it back simply by being a store there, and people come and visit there. But one of the things that they do uniquely is they don't call their customers or shoppers or guests. They call them neighbors, because
wow.
that's their point of view.
Hi, neighbor. Come in. Thank
exactly.
you for coming.
Everyone is
I love
a
it.
Neighbor.
I love it. Hold on to that thought, Pam. I need your website quickly.
Oh, unitymarketingonline.com.
They can find all your books there, too, can't they?
Yes, they certainly
and
can.
And all the things she writes. And she's a new contributor to Forbes.com, too, by the way, folks. You can find her there. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.